Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, counting down the top 10 rookie running backs entering the league. But before we get started, be sure to like this video and subscribe to Fantasy Pros. Now let's go ahead and dive right in. Number 10, Tajay Spears, Tulane. Let's start with someone who has literally vaulted his way up everyone's rankings, Tajay Spears. Spears was the clear standout at the Senior Bowl. Spears was electric and showcased three down back capabilities and just stood out above the field. Spears isn't a big back, but he's a strong runner with elite receiving skills, and that makes him a very appealing option for teams that are looking for a running back that could be a true receiving threat out of the backfield. Size is an obvious issue. It's tough to picture him as a three down back, but he can be a valuable asset to any team. Number 9, Kendre Miller, TCU. At the college level, we often see teams stacked with talent and running backs, and as a result, the stats sometimes for prospects aren't always mind-blowing. But the stats for Kendre Miller are extremely impressive. Miller had just under 1,400 yards in 2022, averaging 6.2 yards per carry with 17 rushing touchdowns. Miller is a strong runner with good vision and agility, but what keeps him behind the other prospects is that he doesn't have extreme speed, and he isn't as dynamic as the other backs in this class. But we've seen backs with similar profiles make early impact, so Miller could make a splash in 2023. Number 8, Zach Evans, Ole Miss. Zach Evans has good size and is an explosive downhill runner with good vision. While he doesn't have top-tier speed, he's very capable of breaking off big runs, and he will be a good short yardage back. He profiles as an early down back, but we don't really know if he's capable of being a pass-catching back at this point. And as we've seen with other guys in previous drafts, just because you haven't shown upside as a receiver doesn't mean that a team won't give you the chance to showcase it. I'm loving the depth of early down backs in this draft, and Evans could be special if he can showcase good hands at the next level. Number 7, Sean Tucker, Syracuse. Tucker has speed that makes him a constant home run threat. And although he's not a huge back, we've seen him handle a significant workload, showcasing that he is capable of being a three-down back. He's a receiving threat with over 30 receptions in 2022, and despite lack of size, he does run well between the tackles. So if there's one smaller back on this list that could be the exception to the prototypical size, it is Sean Tucker. Number 6, Rashawn Johnson, Texas. This might seem like an overly high ranking for a guy that has served as a backup running back throughout his college career, but we will give Johnson a pass because the guy that he played behind is literally projected as a first-round pick and the first running back off the board this year. Backup or not, Johnson's size and athleticism will turn heads of NFL GMs across the league. Despite his size, he is quick with good straight-line speed, he is a capable pass catcher, and an all-around good athlete that originally played quarterback. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes earlier than projected. Before we get to the top 5, be sure to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and comment below on this video, because when you do, you could win a free upgrade to Fantasy Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for custom mock drafts, salary cap draft tools, or in-depth analysis of your fantasy performance, Fantasy Pros Premium has the tools to help you win. Unlock the most powerful tools in the industry. Don't want to wait for the giveaway? Sign up today at fantasypros.com/premium and start playing smarter, not harder. Number 5, Devon Achane, Texas A&M. With Devon Achane, we've got a big playmaker with speed and elusive runs. And when I say speed, I mean elite speed. And when I say elite speed, I mean Olympic qualifying type of speed. We have seen with speedy players, speedy pass catchers in the past, that they can make an immediate impact in the NFL with more teams leaning towards committees. But the big issue with him is clearly his size. He's more of a perimeter runner and could be a bit predictable in the NFL, but there is no substitute for natural speed, and Achane will showcase it at the next level. Number 4, Tank Bigsby, Auburn. Tank Bigsby has a self-descriptive name. He is a powerful downhill runner that makes would-be tacklers think twice. He is explosive, has solid vision. Any NFL team would be thrilled to have him as their early down back. What keeps him from cracking the top 3 is that his productivity at the college level really wasn't overwhelming or consistent. And while he was used as a receiver out of the backfield, he needs to showcase more pass-catching capabilities and improve on his blocking to operate as a 3-down back. Number 3, Zach Charbonnet, UCLA. Zach Charbonnet comes in at number 3 because he has true workhorse back capabilities. Sometimes we get enamored with the speedy pass-catching backs and we overlook guys that are true power backs but still have receiving capabilities. With Charbonnet, I see a player who has the ability to operate like a guy like A.J. Dillon. Yes, he is a big early down bruiser, but he can catch passes and offers the ability to be a reliable option for checkdowns. And as guys like Josh Jacobs have shown us, once you prove that you can be that guy, you get a huge boost in ceiling. On the right team, Charbonnet is a huge threat to make an immediate impact in 2023. Number 2, Jahmyr Gibbs, Alabama. Jahmyr Gibbs is a bit controversial because while he's not a tiny back, like the previously mentioned Devon Achane, he is on the slimmer side of the running back spectrum. But Gibbs is a strong back that has receiving upside. But when it comes to his pass-catching ability, he is truly an exceptional receiver. And his combination of success on the ground and through the air could make him a 3-down back in the NFL. He has vision and agility, and if he can prove that he has durability, he could thrive at the next level. Number 1, Bijan Robinson, Texas. No big surprise here. At the number 1 spot, we've got Bijan Robinson. He is a prototypical 3-down back with speed, agility, vision, and pass-catching upside, and wouldn't you know it, he's a good blocker, too. He has no glaring weaknesses, and there is no doubt that he is an all-around gifted prospect that any team would be lucky to have. He is an elite athlete that is getting Saquon Barkley-level comparisons. Robinson should be the first running back off the board in the 2023 draft.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.